It's a very dangerous thing to either take rich words with a multitude of meanings and reduce them to a thin meaning, or to use one word when another should be used. Now, if any of you are afraid, thinking, oh boy, Father's going to have an English class today, I'll try not to. But when we approach words like love and hate, we have to be very careful, especially how our culture uses these words today. It wouldn't surprise me if many of you have heard one of the modern cultural cries of, it's all about love. Now, on the thin sense, would I, as a priest, disagree with the sentiment? Of course not. For example, we hear in the writings of St. Paul, three things remain: faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. But oftentimes, though, that sentiment has a weird baggage to it, because it's more of, it's all about love. But if you don't conform to what I think it means, I will hate you and shun you. Oftentimes in our day and age, what that word really means, what that sentiment really means is, I oppose racism. I oppose sexism. I oppose the dehumanization of another human being. I wish to reflect on the fact that all people have a fundamental goodness. Now that we can have a discussion about. But to take a word that's insufficient to give voice to a conversation on things and give it an overarching definition can be very dangerous, as some of you, myself included, may have experienced. Hate has that similar baggage to it in our cultural times. Again, in our culture, how many times have we heard, oppose hate! Oppose hatred wherever it is! Again, I think that oftentimes what people are really trying to say is, oppose racism! Oppose sexism! Oppose the dehumanization of another human being. Again, that we can work with. But if we suddenly just start to delete every use of the word hate, suddenly we come to deep problems, because hate has a multitude of meanings to it. For example, I hate the fact that I've struggled with obesity my whole life. Oh, Father, don't hate. Tell that to my doctor, okay? My parish says I should not hate this aspect of who I am. And she'll look at me and say, Father, how many carrots and vegetables have you eaten this month? How many times I hate that this person holds so much control over my emotional self. Avoid hate. Okay, so I should just let this person control and manipulate me and just smile in return, when really I wouldn't want to do things that I have to go to confession thinking about? Hate, understood properly, is important for us to look in the face at. Because if we don't, we develop a cultural pressure cooker. And that which could have been addressed in very simple ways suddenly explodes into lashing out in ways that we really don't mean. But we suppress the things that need to come to the surface under a thin delusion that anything that's associated with the word hate is to be ignored and to avoid it, and anything associated with a thin understanding of love is to be embraced. when in actuality, sometimes we can do the exact opposite if we're not careful. So with that as a beginning point, what does it mean to hate your father and your mother? I love my father and my mother. In fact, one of the Ten Commandments is honor your father and mother. And of course, somebody who has family, it just says, father, it just says honor. It doesn't say love. Honor and love can be a, I'll do what you say, but that's more of like a sophomoric approach to this. What do I hate about my father? I don't hate him, but I hate the fact that he was forced to carry a cross in his childhood that has impacted him his whole life. A cross I don't feel a need to share, but a cross that our family is well known. He just talks with us. I hate to see what that cross does to him, but it also makes me proud of him. That even in those moments when my father has struggled to carry the cross of his past, he has always looked it in the face. What does it mean to hate my mother? This one was harder for me. Just like, I think there's kind of that mama's boy thing of like, how dare I think anything negative of mom, but how do I hate my mother? I don't hate her as a person. But I hate the fact that she's a very wise person and sometimes timidity takes her over. And she has something great that she needs to say, but there's a fear to say it. I love my mother. She's a very tranquil woman. Heck, even when I was in high school and I was open to the idea of marriage, here's another thing I just thought of now that I hate about my mother. When I would have a girl I was taking to homecoming, they'd call the house. Back in the day before cell phones, when there was one phone number for everybody in the house, there was that little cord thing connected to it. And when prom came up, if you wanted to have some private talk with your date, you had to yank the cord into the closet and kind of... I know for our high school kids, this is like, what is father talking about? Hey, back in my day... And I'll never forget one time, Karen Onan, God rest her soul, sadly she passed way too early, but we were going out to prom and she's like, oh, Karen, how are you? And she's like, good, could I talk to your mom? Should have known things weren't going well. And she wanted to talk to my mother more than me. I hate that about my mom. She was too much into my business as a kid. But I love her. Can you start to see how this whole thing, biblical hate, works? It's not that we are called to hate people. It's not a shunning language. It's not a, unless you dehumanize your parents, unless you dehumanize your children, unless you treat them like dirt, you cannot follow me. But instead, it's more of, unless we hate the things that hold us back from a deep relationship with God, even it comes to our parents or our family, dare I say our priesthood. Father, how can being a priest keep you away from God? Oh my goodness, I have seen it. And the trappings and the longings for power and prestige and elevating and playing the game of priesthood to try to become a, you know, get a big old fancy hat, and that becomes your sole obsession, and you forget about your people because you just have to figure out who you need. I thank the Lord that he taught me very early on to just get as far away from that garbage as possible as I could. I love our bishop, okay, for the ones who are rightfully appointed, that they're good, but there is a way to approach priesthood that leads to destruction. Just as there is a way to approach marriage that leads to destruction. Just as there is a way to approach your professions that lead to destruction. Just as anything that is good within our life can ultimately become a struggle and an obstacle if we don't hate the things about that thing that draw us away from who we are supposed to be. I loved the teachers I taught with when I was a teacher at Regis as a priest. I hated the teacher's lounge. Because by the end of my time in there, the toxicity was off the charts. Do you see how this works? Do you understand what this understanding of biblical hate means? It's not trying to dehumanize you, but it's to try to detach our hearts from the things that keep us far from the love of God. So, what does that have to do with God? I hate in my life that sometimes my desire to get healthy has become so much I forget the spiritual health. Always needs to be front and center. It becomes all about keeping charts and do I got my pill box all set up and what shot am I taking this month? And, blah, 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 blah. And if I get too focused on those things, I can begin to forget the spiritual priorities of my life. Do I pray every day? Do I really do the things that allow God to be the center of my life? I hate the fact that sometimes because of difficulties in my own past, not just my father's past, I can fall into that trap of thinking, Lord, why in the world did you ordain me? Why did you call me? There's a lot of other guys who would have been a lot better at this than I would be. A loss of gratitude for the gift that God has given me in my priesthood. Do I hate my life to the point where I need to sit down with a therapist? No. Though I'm not against sitting with a therapist. Nothing wrong with that, if that is your gig. But for me, I hate the things about me that keep me from becoming the person that God wants me to be. I hate that there are still things, even after 22 years of priesthood, that I have to look at the mirror every day and say, yep, found something else we need to look at. And that, to me, is the biggest points that many of us face. Do we look it in the face, or do we look to the ground? Are we willing to hate the things that keep us from God? Or do we just ignore it and let the pressure cooker build? So, dear friends, whom I love with a Christ-felt love, I want you to pray this week with this question. What are the things that you need to hate this week? Now, Packers, Vikings, and Bear fans, that's not what I'm talking about. Love one another. What are the things that you need to hate in your life that keep you from being the person God made you to be? What are the things that you know you need to look square in the face and not in a self-deprecating, dehumanizing way? I'm such a horrible person, but you know, I hate these aspects of who I am. I am a love child of God. I know the Lord loves me. And nothing can take that away, but I hate the fact that this is keeping me from God, fill in the blank. Pray with that this week. Find what you need to, and in a healthy way, hate. So then we can truly detach our hearts from the things that keep us from the love of God and let the truest sense of love invade our hearts. And that truest sense being that you were loved into existence by God and were made to be an expression of love and to share that love with the world and to hate what does that love harm.